Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, December 10th, 2023. And this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. Let's start off with this, and I want to hear from you. This is crazy. It's absolute craziness. But again, on how long you and I have spoken about how we're going to see things and hear things that we're not going to believe with regard to the mechanism here of pulling cash into the now, creating dependency on the current system, and it's just getting completely out of control. So there's this new thing, a proposal being brought up by President Biden and his cohort, Lael Brainard. Does that sound familiar to you, that name? Well, it should. Former Fed President Lael Brainard, along with Puke Biden, they are now introducing something called the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act, basically giving away homes to 500,000 Americans, hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're spinning this as, oh, we need to invest in our neighborhoods. This is where, you know, the important part of our society dwells. They couldn't care less about building up neighborhoods or anything. What this is going to do, quite obviously, is create more dependency on the system, find another reason to pull hundreds of billions of dollars into the now, just giving away homes. Does this sound interesting to you in any kind of way, or something like maybe, I don't know, communism? Yeah, fascism, whatever they're going to do. This is not the United States of America anymore. And this is exactly what you and I would expect to see in this kind of an environment. People wanting to be taken care of from cradle to grave. They're going to be willing to give up whatever freedoms and liberties they might have. I mean, what most people would probably do if they were given a home for nothing via this Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. Look at how they word this. Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. We're investing in neighborhoods because that's the right thing to do. No. Again, this is about dependency, about pulling cash into the now. Where does this cash come from? Well, Lael Brainard worked for the Federal Reserve, Fed President Lael Brainard, and she's now cohorting with the brain dead mummy sitting behind the Resolute desk to again pull cash into the now from the future. I do not believe that former Fed presidents or chair people should be a part of the government. Although, let's see, the Federal Reserve is the government, so I guess it's kind of a twisted mechanism here. So I want to hear from you on this. What do you think about the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act? Hundreds of billion dollars that it's going to be put on your back, added to the national debt, and giving away at least 500,000 homes. Isn't that just fantastic? Lovely. Well, here's something else that's beautiful you're going to love. So JP Morgan, you know, the Wall Street super mega bank, yeah, they're saying that 99% of American citizens will be financially worse off moving forward, and especially into 2024. Now, that plays directly into what you and I have been speaking about. Over the past, I don't know, month at least, maybe longer, I've been explaining, and we've been discussing right here, how the theme moving into next year is going to be central banks, none more so than the Federal Reserve, inflating on a scale that we have yet to see. I mean, there's going to be nothing like it in the history of the world. And probably the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act is a part of that. There's already hundreds of billions of dollars. A blank check for Israel, their war over there, hundreds of billions and billions of dollars. Ukraine, same thing. They're playing this game with us right now. Oh, you know, funding is running out. Funding is running out. We can't let Russia win. It's being sold to the American people like that. Most people don't back any of this. Most American citizens don't want anything to do with this whatsoever. But that's not going to stop it from happening. So hundreds of billions over there, hundreds of billions of dollars over here. You're going to see a lot of other things going on too. And we've discussed this. Let me just touch on that real quick. Massive, massive asset purchases by central banks. And the Federal Reserve is going to lead the way. On top of that, we're going to see There's no doubt in my mind, the 10-year yield, which made a pretty significant jump higher on Friday, on the back of this great economic news that we got. Oh yeah, these unemployment numbers, oh, they're just fantastic. They're all fake. And don't take my word for it. Listen to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who actually came out and said these numbers are all fabrications. I think you and I are already well aware of that anyway. That's not going to last here. Now, we got the Federal Reserve this week. We're going to hear from public enemy number freaking one here. With regard to monetary policy, my best guess as to what they're going to do is leave monetary policy alone. And then again, moving into next year, I would say early next year, we're going to start seeing rate cuts. Again, they have the consumer by the throat. They're done. The Biden, Lael Brainard, lovely match made in hell. They are looking to, again, give away hundreds of billions of dollars in homes as part of this Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. I don't know. Would you vote for that? I'm just curious, because this is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people, right? I don't think hardly any of you would vote for that. I doubt it very, very much, especially understanding the mechanism, why this is actually going on, dependency on the system like you and I have spoken about, and they're not done. If you think that this Neighborhood and Homes Investment Act is just the end, no. There's going to be much more of that moving forward as well. Look, the economy is in free fall, and they got to try to prop this up, and they're going to do it by vastly expanding the debt. Vastly, vastly expanding the debt. Let me say this. The national debt here is going to expand faster than you can possibly believe moving forward. Again, you know the mechanism here. The debt must be borrowed into existence, pulled into the now in greater and greater and greater amounts moving forward. It cannot remain static. It has to go up exponentially here in order to keep the system afloat through the presidential selection cycle for which we are in now. And it's going to be very interesting to see this kind of play out. Anyway, with regard to that, let's just throw an eye over here at the market here. Doing exactly what you and I would expect it to do. We're getting a little bit of, I want to say a rough patch. Almost sounds like a feminine product, doesn't it? In the market here. So that, again, it's not going to last. In my opinion, we're going to see this market go much higher moving forward as long as they can keep rates suppressed. Friday's move in the 10-year yield, it's not going to last, in my opinion. It's going to drop. I think we're going to get a sub 4% 10-year yield in short order. The relative strength of the dollar is something else the Fed's going to need to do something about. What are they going to do? They're going to weaken it. How do they weaken it? They're going to sell dollars and buy foreign currencies, and that's going to put a fire underneath the stock market as well. Absolutely, that's the way it's going to play out, in my opinion. And what does this mean for you and me? What are we going to do about all this? If we know the market's going to go higher, I'm looking for reasons to buy it more of this market. And I already told you what I'm doing. I bought more of this market last week. I am longer this market, and I intend to get even longer than that as long as they keep rates suppressed, which they will. Okay. Understanding that every mechanism that you can dream about, think about, and have nightmares about, I don't know, like Neighborhood Homes Investment Acts and everything else, collusion between former Fed presidents, the Federal Reserve itself, and whatever administration sits behind the Resolute desk, moving forward, that's going to expand moving forward. So more easy money for the market, much more debt moving forward, much higher inflation moving forward, quite obviously. But they're going to tell you everything is fine. You're going to hear some pretty tall tales moving forward. Oh, inflation is waning. It's getting better. And obviously nothing could be further from the truth here. And just wait. Wait for energy to start to play. We're in a long, drawn out, twisted phase here with energy, crude oil. This is the way it works. These markets, they can do this for quite a long time. But crude oil going much higher eventually. I think we're all pretty much on the same page. Commodities, forget about it. That's the place to be moving forward. I think that's also a no-brainer as well. And look, we got this. Again, they're going to play their games with pulling more cash into the now than you could possibly imagine. Are they going to tell you everything is fine? Of course they are. And the lies, the deceptions, the distractions All this is going to get even more magnified moving forward. And of course, the mainstream propaganda ministry is going to push that narrative, how strong our economy is. People, every single leading economic indicator, every single one. I mean, we just found out about business investment falling off of a cliff, wholesale inventories falling off of a cliff. These are leading indicators for the economy, and they are cratering along with everything else. And these were just the last two that we found out. So the economy, it's done. It's dead and buried. That does not mean that the stock market is not going higher. The stock market is going to go higher the worse off the economy is. You understand? I think you know that already, but we got this covered. Let them play their games. We will play ours, and we can play it better because we know what they want, and we know who our enemy is, and that's all we freaking need to know. This guy here loves you a lot, people from the heart. I mean that. Please get this video out there. Share it. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this new this collusion between former Fed President Leo Brainard and Biden with this Neighborhood Homes Investment Act? It's going to happen, of course. And that's just the beginning of more dependency on the system, more people who are willing to just surrender themselves, body and soul, to the collective thing that is going on around them. All right. See you in the morning. All right. See you later.